Well, it'll make a nice change for all of us.
Yes.
You know, I can't remember the last time you came home to tea.
I always go home for tea.
No, I meant to Minden Road.
Oh, I remember when that was.
Do you? When was it?
Well, I don't remember the day, but I know Jane was sick.
Oh. Well, let's hope she won't do a repeat performance this afternoon.
You said it was because she got overexcited. Girls do, don't they?
Oh, sometimes. Like everybody else. They're very excited at the moment because they haven't seen you lately. Looking forward to it.
Oh.
I have to tell us all the things you've been doing at school. You've got a lot to catch up on.
I don't suppose they'd be very interested. They're really too young to understand. Hey, see that shop?
Hmm? Which one?
The grocer's, the last but one. Oh, we've gone past.
What about it?
I've been there, in the back where none of the customers go. That shop sells some of Matt's frozen foods. Bill took me in the van one Saturday to make a delivery.
Oh, that must have been very interesting.
It was ace. The manager gave me a crunchy bar. And I've got closed-circuit television to spy on the shoplifters.
Splendid. Oh, not much further now. Let's hope we catch the lights. Oh, bad luck.
When I was out with Alexis once, he went across the lights just as they were changing to red.
Oh, well, I hope he doesn't make a habit of doing stupid things like that. Especially when he's got you as a passenger.
Oh, Matt doesn't let him use the van very often anyway. Except in emergencies.
Do they often have emergencies?
Well, sometimes. When there's a rush job on and everything happens at once. It's quite exciting, actually.
Oh, do come on. Think they've got stuck at red?
No. We'll just have to be patient. It's okay, though. I mean, not actually in any hurry, are we?
Well, I promised Grandpa we'd be back by... Ah, there we go.
Have you got any chocolate cake for tea? Chocolate cake's my favourite.
I hadn't forgotten.
Oh, great.
Jeremy, did Mummy tell you about Grandpa moving out of Minden Road?
No, she didn't. Where's he going?
Oh, he's going to share a house in Wagoners Walk with Mr. Underdown. It will be very nice for him.
Will it?
And nice for us too, of course.
What do you mean?
Well, don't you see, when Grandpa goes, you can have your own room back. You can come home.
Oh.
Don't you think that's a good idea?
Oh, yes. It's okay. Only I...
Only what?
Well, it's going to be difficult, isn't it? About the swimming.
What do you mean?
Well, I go swimming every week with Rob now, and I can't stop doing that because my PE teacher says if I practice enough, he'll put me in the junior team for the gala. So, you see, I've got to go on...
There's no problem, really. I'm sure Rob will go on taking you when you're back at Minden Road if we ask him nicely. Don't worry. I'll have a word with Mummy about it. We'll work something out.
Hello, Debbie. I was just beginning to wonder where you got to.
Hello, Dickon.
When I came into the ward and there was a total stranger in your bed, I couldn't think what had happened.
Well, they moved me.
You know, the woman in the next bed recognized me. She told me where you were.
Oh, she would. Mavis never stops.
Why did they move you down to this end of the ward?
Well, it's quieter down here. You get so much going on at that end by the office because they put all the difficult cases up there, see? And I'm getting better all the time. Be out of here the beginning of the next week, they said.
Oh, great.
Oh, you can say that again. Look, would you hang on a sec? I just want to finish this.
Can I post it for you when I go?
Oh, it's not a letter, but you can take it with you when you go. It's a piece for the Herald. At least I hope it will be, if Liz likes it.
Oh, you're writing.
Yeah, there. That's the last page.
Oh, I must say, I'd take off my hat to you.
Well, you've got to do something to stop yourself going balmy.
Yes. And looking round, I see what you mean.
You don't know what it's like, Dickon. All they do is talk about babies all day long.
Not much longer. Where is it? The baby, I mean.
He's out in the nursery with all the others. They shunt them off out the way when we got visitors.
Oh, I see, yeah. In case they pick up God knows what from God knows whom. How is he?
Oh, he's fine now. Least he will be when the bruises clear up. I must say he's quite good-tempered. He lies in his cot quite happily most of the time. Except when he gets hungry, then he starts to create a bit.
I'd love to see him. Hey, what are you going to call him?
Sam.
Oh, I thought you were going to call him after me. Still, Sam's not a bad name to be going on with.
Well, Sam was me granddad's name, and he was all right, well, as far as I can remember. So I thought, why not?
Hey, I brought you some chocolates.
Oh, Dickon, you're a nut. These must have cost a bomb.
Where you're concerned, no expenses ever spared.
Goodness knows what they'll do to me, but thanks anyway. I tell you what I'd really like, if you can bear to bring me something else.
Try me.
Some of those big foolscap pads from the office, and a few more biros.
Oh, right.
I never thought when I come in. They only have these soppy little sheets and notepaper here. This place has given me an idea for a whole series of articles. Do you want to read this one while you're here? Tell me what you think.
Evening, Mrs. Brewer.
Mr. Undertow.
Down.
Oh, sorry. Down. Well, this is a nice surprise. You're quite a stranger.
Yes, I haven't been in lately. I must admit I've been rather busy.
Well, it's all the nicer to see you now. Now, what can I get you?
Well, as a matter of fact, I didn't really come in for a drink. I was hoping to see Cliff. Isn't he in this evening?
Oh, yes, dear. He's down in the cellar, putting on a new barrel. He'll be up in a minute or two. Or would you like me to give him a shout?
No, don't do that. I'm not in any rush. Perhaps I will have a drink while I'm waiting, after all.
Oh, don't let me twist your arm. There's no obligation.
No. I think perhaps a whiskey mac will go down nicely.
Oh, warm you up, eh?
Will you join me?
Oh, thanks all the same. It's a bit early in the evening for me. Some other time.
I quite understand. It's a little early. The fact is, I just got home from work and I found a note Clifford left. He said he'd called a couple of times, wanted to see me, so I thought I'd better come and find out what it's all about.
Oh, I see. Well, I think he's learned his lesson, if that's what's worrying you. He won't do that again in a hurry.
I beg your pardon?
I was thinking of the other night when he had more than a drop too much and started carrying on. He came over to see you after closing time, didn't he?
You heard about that, did you?
Oh, he didn't mean anything by it, really, of course. He was only being silly. Oh, I know, he was ever so cut up about it afterwards. You should have seen him the next day.
Richard's back on, though, Jesse. Hello there.
You talk of the devil.
Evening, Cliff.
We were just talking about you.
Yeah, I bet. Can I get you a drink, George?
Oh, there now. Here's me chattering 19 to the dozen and it went clean out of my head. Oh, one whiskey mac, wasn't it? And hello, hon.
Thanks for coming over, George.
Well, you did say in your note it was something important.
Oh, yes, it is. Two things, really, and they're both important. First of all, I've got to apologize to you for the other night. I was completely smashed, of course.
Yes, I realize that, and I tried to make allowances, but I'm not...
No question of that. From what I've been told, I must have said some really terrible things to you, George. Unforgivable things, and I'm sorry. I'm very sorry indeed. But fact is, I don't remember a word of it.
You don't?
After about 10 o'clock, it's a total blank. And that's the other important thing. You've got to tell me truthfully, mind... What did I say, exactly?
Well, what do you think? Go on, tell me honestly, is it any good? Up to my usual standard, at least?
Well, it's terrific, in one way.
And in another way, it's lousy.
No, it's really good. I mean, it took me by surprise, that's all. It's pretty hard-hitting.
Well, that's what I was trying for. Liz ought to approve. She doesn't like pulling punches any more than I do.
Well, this is supposed to be a very good maternity unit.
It's not the place, Dickon. It's the people. And that sister, she's the worst of all. Do you know, she always talks in the plural. We don't do this. We must be careful about that. And she calls Sam our little man.
It's just her manner.
It isn't. That's the worst part of it. She's naturally patronising.
Oh, come on now.
I'm not kidding. They treat us as if we hadn't any brains in our heads. As if we'd left our own personalities behind when we came in here. As if we were just baby machines.
Debbie, not so loud. People are looking.
It's a liberty, that's what it is. And I'm going to do a whole series of pieces for the Herald, spelling it out. I wish I didn't have to do it in longhand, though. My writing's terrible.
Huh. I managed to decipher it, just about.
Yeah, but do you think if we were really crafty, you could manage to smuggle a typewriter in here?
Yes, well, we'll say no more about it, Cliff. I accept your apology.
It won't happen again, I promise you that. Shirley was really upset about it all, and well, I told her I'd try to do my best to put things right.
I appreciate that. Tell her not to worry. It's all over and done with.
And there really wasn't anything else, was there?
What do you mean?
Those things I was yelling at you, that really was everything. I mean, you would tell me if I'd mentioned anything else.
Cliff, I keep telling you, that is what you said. I've told you word for word, more or less. It's still fairly clear in my memory.
Oh, well, then, if that really was everything, can I get you another whiskey, Mark?
Oh, no. I've got a lot to do this evening, and I'd better be making a start.
Cliff, I am sorry to interrupt. Donald wants a word with you, if you can spare a minute.
All right, you are. I'll be seeing you then, George.
Of course.
Hey, you must come round sometime. Have a cup of tea, yeah?
Thank you, I'd like that.
Made it up then, have you?
Oh, yes, yes. It was all a bit of a storm in a teacup, really, I suppose. It upset me at the time.
Oh,
but
he's not a bad lad at all, you know. Just gets a bit wild sometimes, but he'll settle down. Lucky Donald understood about the other night, though.
Kath, my wife, she thought the world of Cliff, and she was a very good judge of character.
Can I get you another drink?
Oh, no, thanks. I was just telling Cliff I've got a lot to get through this evening. There's plenty to be done.
Oh, don't tell me you're still working. You're a glutton for punishment, you are.
Well, what with the move and everything? I'm trying to make a start, packing things up.
Oh, you're never moving, are you?
Well, didn't Cliff tell you? Week after next it'll be.
Oh, he never said a word. Oh, I am sorry to hear that. Are you going far?
Only about 100 yards. Oh. Just across the road, as a matter of fact, number one.
Oh, the same house as Cliff and his wife. Oh, isn't that nice? Taking a flat there, are you?
More or less.
Oh, good. I thought for a minute you were leaving the district. We wouldn't want to use you, Mr. Underdale. Oh,
you're not getting rid of me that easily, Mrs. Brewer.
Oh, I'm very glad to hear it. Oh, I tell you what. If you want to hand any time, you know, packing things up and all that sort of thing, I mean, don't be afraid to ask, will you? I've got plenty of time on my hands when the pub's shut, and I like to make myself useful.
Come in, Mr. Tyson. Sit down.
Well, I'm sorry to bother you when you're so busy, Rob.
Oh, it's no bother at all. We're very quiet this evening. You probably noticed when you came through.
Yes, I suppose you get the occasional off night.
Yeah, I'll build up again at Easter.
Len not here at the moment?
No, I said there's no point in her hanging on, so she went back home.
Oh, no. I've just come from there.
You must have passed each other on the way.
We had Jeremy round for tea, and I drove him back to the old bakery. Then I thought I'd stop off for a quick word with Lynn. Though, come to think of it, I might just as well talk to you about it, as I'm here.
Mm-hmm. About what?
Well, you know that Jeremy's coming home shortly when my father moves out.
No, I didn't.
Oh, well, he is. And I talked to Jeremy about it earlier on. He's very anxious that moving back won't mean that he has to give up his swimming practice with you at weekend.
I see.
Well, I said we might be able to persuade you to carry on anyway. Apparently he's been entered for some swimming gala at the school.
Yeah, he told me. He's getting pretty good, actually. Oh, excuse me a second, would you?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Friar's Restaurant? Oh, hello. Yeah. Look, could you hold on a minute?
Sorry about that. I was going to say, that's okay by me. I'll be very happy to carry on as usual, if that's what you want.
Oh, fine. I know Jeremy will be delighted. Well, I'll leave you to it, then.
Right, then. See you soon, Mr. Tyson.
Yes, indeed. Oh, and thanks again, Rob. It's been a great help. Good night.
Good night. Hello, he's still there? Yeah. Tonight? No, I can't. I'm sorry. Well, tomorrow might be possible. Yeah, I'll try and get off early if I can. All right, then. Tomorrow night, at your place. ¶¶